Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Time for another Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. You can find us online at coveryourassetskc.com. David, great to be with you this week. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing really well. It's it is certainly going to be an exciting next couple of months. We're trying to figure out whether we're going to play college football. Just yesterday, Kamala Harris got nominated, so the whole election thing is ramping up. So it's going to get pretty exciting here.
It's like I get to the end of each evening, David, and I have to spend like 2 hours just catching up on the news from the day. Like, all right, what happened today? And it takes so long to try and catch up on everything.
And depending on which news source you go to, you could get a totally different read.
That's right. Well, no, that's part of the process. So you go get all the news, and then you have to take another hour to like figure out what it all means. Put it through your own filters and lenses to try and figure it out. Yeah, it's
welcome
crazy.
To 2020.
Exactly. Well, election years always sort of feel this way. It's just like 2020 is super heightened just because of how the last couple of years have unfolded. Then you throw the pandemic in there too, and everything is just wild right now. And, you know, speaking of Kamala Harris getting nominated as the vice president selection for Joe Biden and the upcoming election, that's the topic of our conversation today. And this is something that you wanted to address and talk about, David. Which presidential outcome will be best for my portfolio? And I know you're kind of looking at all the different scenarios, like what happens if we have a Biden presidency and the Dems control everything, or what if we have a Trump presidency, but then kind of split, you know, Democratic and Republican control of the Senate, and, you know, all through those different scenarios and layers. So what inspired you to want to kind of go down this rabbit hole? Because I know a lot of people don't want to touch politics with a 10-foot pole. and also, what does this tell us, and how does it relate to our finances and the economy as a whole?
Yeah, so the good news is this is not about politics. So this is a financial podcast, and we're going to keep it financial. However, I get a lot of questions these days from clients now that I'm used to be meeting with in person, but now I talk a lot on the phone with them. But everybody kind of wants to know, what's our plan in mid-October as we get closer to this election? And so I thought this would be a good topic today, since it's August. We still have a little bit of time. If you're thinking through this for yourself, what am I going to do as we get closer to the election? I thought that this discussion today would help you lay out a game plan, or if you already have one, maybe change up your game plan just a little bit. That's where we're going to try to go today. We're going to discuss the three most likely outcomes and what that might mean historically might mean to your portfolio going forward. So hopefully this is, hopefully it's of interest to everybody. And regardless of where you sit, this should be important to you in making portfolio decisions going forward.
So maybe it's we're talking about politics, but we're not going to be political on the show today.
Good. There you go. I like that. Thank you.
Good way to frame it. All right, cool. So let's run through some of these scenarios. Let's start with Joe Biden gets elected president, and we have full Democratic control of both the Senate and the House. So let's say everything, the blue wave, let's say, occurs. What's the effect on our portfolio?
Yep. So the blue wave is the most likely. If you look at the polls today, although if you look at the polls compared to exactly 4 years ago today, you would have had a President Clinton. And so that didn't happen. But anyway, let's just say the polls today are correct. I think what you can assume from a Biden White House, Democratic Senate, and Democrat House is that you are going to have higher taxes and more regulation. Not because I think so, because that's what they've already said. They're going to raise taxes on certain groups, and we're going to have more regulation. So the question is, which taxes and which regulations? Well, I'm going to make a short little discussion of the regulations. You're very likely to have increased regulation on banks to do more consumer protection. You're very likely to going to have more regulation on the big technology companies that have been making this stock market really go since the beginning of the pandemic. And those regulations are going to be around privacy, which is going to cost those high-tech companies a lot more money. You're probably going to have more regulation on the environment, oil companies, things like that. And then you're probably going to have restrictions on what companies can buy back their own stock. And if you look over the last 10 years, stock buybacks have driven a ton of the increase in this stock market. So regulation-wise, you're going to have more of those regulations, and it's probably a negative for your portfolio. You're also going to have higher taxes, and Biden has come out and said, we're going to have higher taxes. What are those higher taxes? Well, he says that he's going to increase the corporate tax rate, which got reduced during Trump's presidency to 21, and he's going to raise it up to 28. That's lower than it used to be, and it's also the tax rate that he and President Obama were targeting but never got passed when they were in office. So corporate tax is going up. You're also likely, I think, to have a corporate minimum tax. Now, everybody listening to this podcast relates to something called the alternative minimum tax, and that has to do with individual taxes. But everybody also listening to this podcast probably remembers that Amazon in 2018 made over $11 billion in profit and paid zero in tax. Now, they did that legally, but my guess is that we're going to have a corporate minimum tax saying, if you have over, in fact, Biden has said, if you have over $100 million in profits, you're going to pay something, probably on the order of maybe 15% minimum tax. So higher corporate taxes, corporate minimum tax. They're also going to raise the taxes on people, individuals making over $400,000 a year is what they're proposing. Now, Mrs. Clinton said it was over $250,000, and Biden has raised that up to over $400,000 a year. So those people are going to be paying more in taxes. They're also going to be paying more in Social Security taxes, or that payroll tax. So just as a quickie little refresher, the way that works is if you're drawing a paycheck and you make under, say, $137,000 a year, then all of that is subject to that 6.2% tax that you pay into Social Security and a 6.2% tax that your employer pays into Social Security. But over $137,000 a year, you don't pay that anymore. You get capped out. And what Biden's talking about is, well, that's fine, except that once you make more than $400,000 a year, we're going to slap that tax back on you. And it doesn't matter how much above that you make, you're going to keep paying that 6.2%. And your company is going to pay their 6.2%. So that'll be a pretty big change for the wealthier taxpayers. Another couple of changes. Most people would know that there's a preferential tax rate on long-term capital gains and on dividends that you earn each year. And that is a lower tax rate. It's either somewhere between 0 and 20% taxes on those, depending on what tax bracket you're in. But what Biden wants to do is say, if you make over $1 million a year, then you can forget about the tax preference. Long-term capital gains and dividends are just going to be taxed like a paycheck, like ordinary income. So, Walter, you probably remember, and I think it was the last time around, or it's been around for a while, but they're kind of calling it the Warren Buffett effect.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where people were saying, you know, Warren Buffett pays less in taxes than his administrative assistant. And all they're saying there is, well, Warren Buffett doesn't have any salary per se. He gets all of his money through capital gains and dividends. And he has often said, you know, I shouldn't be paying less than my admin does, less in a rate. And so all this will do is bump Warren Buffett's tax rate up to probably 39% instead of the 20 or 23% he was paying on his capital gains.
A lot of little increases across the board, sounds like.
There are a lot of little increases across the board, and then there's debates as to, well, who actually pays that? If my company is paying more in taxes on my behalf, are they going to pay me less in salary? Well, that's all debatable, but it's a relative certainty because they've said they're going to do that. Taxes are going up. If taxes go up and regulations go up, again, I think I said this 6 or 8 minutes ago, but those two components are what drove a lot of the Trump bump, the Trump miracle, the stock market increase over the last 4 years. If those go away, I think it would be very reasonable to expect that the stock market goes down or down fairly significantly if there becomes Biden White House, Democratic House, and Democratic Senate.
So that's our first scenario. Certainly still a lot to absorb there, but what about our next scenario? Let's switch things up a little bit and say just like 4 years ago, the polls are wrong and President Trump is reelected. We have the Democratic House, but we also have a Republican Senate.
Yeah, so basically that's exactly what we have today.
Status quo.
Status quo, that's exactly right. So if Trump gets elected, it's very likely. I think I read that there are six swing districts that could go either way. Well, if the Republicans manage to maintain three of those, then they have Vice President Pence as their swing vote, and they maintain control in the Senate. So that would be a pretty big thing in that we would maintain the status quo. We probably have a continuation of the existing tax policies that we have. In other words, when the Congress is divided, we tend to get way less legislation. And historically, that's pretty good for your portfolio to have that kind of stalemate where they only agree on big things. And frankly, the Founding Fathers, depending on how you read their musings back when they're putting this whole thing together, they wanted to make it difficult to make big changes, but that the little changes, you know, could get through with a lot less consternation, a lot easier to compromise on the little stuff. You're probably also going to have the existing regulatory framework, because tougher regulations will be tougher to get through with a divided Congress. On the negative side of status quo, you're probably going to have more battles, increasing battles with China. And one of the things that has negatively impacted our market over the last 3 or 4 years is every time something heats up with China, we tend to trade off, move down with our stock market. Another thing that we are likely to have is increased volatility. And one thing that I think will affect that is, since President Trump won't have to worry about getting another reelection, he's likely to become even more activist in what he tweets out and what he says. And so that will, I would expect, increase market volatility, which makes it harder. It doesn't necessarily mean the market goes down or up. It just makes it harder to hold your position, because as emotional beings, we tend to get more nervous when volatility is up. So we're going to have a continuation of the tax policies, continuation of regulation, probably more volatility from China and from President Trump not having to worry about reelection. I think what that means then is that the key focus going forward reverts to a COVID vaccine. How soon are we going to get one, and how effective is it? And those things will really drive the stock market and your portfolio going forward. Is how soon do we actually really reopen this economy and get things back to what we remember as normal? So status quo is probably slightly better for your portfolio than everything going to a Democrat side.
It's a great point, and obviously lots of nuances between the two examples so far. So we had the blue wave, the status quo. Let's go with a third option, a third possible outcome. Let's say that it's President Biden in January. The Democratic House stays in place, but instead of taking the Senate, that stays in Republican control. Any takeaways from that mix?
Yeah, I think so. Potentially, that is the most positive of the three for your portfolio. So you got split government. All you had was a change in the White House, but the Senate remains an obstacle for what the other two pieces want to do. So when you get a stalemate on Capitol Hill, kind of like I said in this status quo discussion, that's almost always a better thing for the markets. Markets like limited change. And so that's very likely what you'd have with split government. You're going to have, obviously, with a President Biden instead of a President Trump, you're going to have a lot fewer tweets. You're probably going to have a lot less confrontation with China. And hopefully more civil interactions between the two sides. That doesn't necessarily happen. But if it does, all those things will contribute to lower volatility, which should contribute to a better market environment for your portfolio.
So we have a good option there maybe at the end, at least in terms of the finances and the portfolio. Now, does it really all matter, David? I mean, we can't control these large things that happen in the world, elections being one of them, just like natural disasters or other major, you know, big news events. So does it really matter overall, and does history tell us anything about elections and what happens to our portfolios?
Well, the White House probably matters less than what we like to think. But having all three in one side or the other actually does matter. So I was reading some research from a guy named Ed Chisholm. He works for Ned Davis Research. And Ned Davis Research does a lot of market and economic research for big institutional investors. What he found, a couple of things that he found, strangely, when there's a Democrat president, so he uses the Dow Jones Industrial Average because this study goes back further than when the S&P was even around. So when you have a Democrat president, the Dow Jones Industrial Average actually increases on average 7.8% a year. But with a Republican president, it only increases 3.3% a year. So that would tend to say if you got a Democrat in the White House, you're going to do better. However, When you have Democrat running all three, then the Dow Jones increases 3% a year on average. But when Republicans run all three, it ends up being a 7.1% increase per year, double what it is when Democrats control all three. And then finally, what I thought was most interesting is the best number of all was when there's a Democrat president and a split Congress. And in that scenario, that would be, in this case, Biden with a Democrat House and a Republican Senate. Historically, when that has happened, the Dow Jones has been up an average of 8% a year. And that's the best of the scenarios that I've talked about. So Walter, the takeaway for me is, first of all, it's going to be a very interesting next 2.5 months. Because we're now inside of 90 days before all this happens. But I think the answer is, if we do better, our portfolios do better, and volatility is lower when we have divided government. And so unless you are way to the right or way to the left, but those of us who make up the 60 or 70% in the middle, we do better when there's divided government. And it almost doesn't matter which way it's divided. You can go down political roads from there, but I'm going down an economic road to say our portfolios and our psychology about the markets will do better if we have divided government. So be careful what you wish for. It'll be real interesting to see how it unfolds. But to have a change up without a massive change up should actually be pretty positive as we go down the road with our money, our portfolios, and our retirement.
Very interesting to think about and ponder, no doubt about it, David. And I guess I take mostly good news out of that sort of whatever the mix ends up being overall, there's still some positives we can kind of pull in that, maybe it's more of a testament to the market that there's, you know, the market over time always goes up. At least so far, you know, depending on what horizon you're using. And so there's some, you know, I think there's a lesson in there too, even taking away the political angle. No matter some of these outside forces, there's still goodness in that. So
agreed.
Yeah.
I would say one last thing to our listeners. If you work with an advisor, make sure that you and your advisor have a plan that you agree on before, let's just say, mid-October. And if you run your own money, if you manage your own portfolios, make sure that you have a talk with yourself to make sure that you know what your plan is for your money. It may be do nothing. It may be get more conservative, or, you know, certainly it could be get way more aggressive, but that's a little harder to think of. But just make sure that by early to mid-October, you have a plan, hopefully based on fact, and history that tells you, here's what we're going to do as this thing unfolds. And then I think you'll have a better outcome for yourself and your family going forward.
If you have any questions about something we've talked about today or want to run through your own financial plan with David and the team at KC Financial Advisors, you can get a complete planning review by calling 913-317-1414. That's 913-317-1414. Or you can go online to coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. And we'll put contact info in the description and the show notes of today's show, so it's easy for you to get in touch. David, thanks for tackling this subject for us. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. How about we revisit this conversation after the election and then maybe a year or two from now as well and see how it all played out versus some of the, I won't say you are making predictions, but just sort of from some of the assumptions and ideas.
I think that would be a really good idea, Walter. Let's just plan on that.
Sounds like a plan, no doubt about it. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for taking the time to join us on today's show. We'll talk to you next time right back here on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.